Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the feast of St. Mary Magdalene. There's much speculation over the relationship between Mary Magdalene and other Marys that are mentioned in the Gospel, whether she may or may not be the woman that was caught in adultery, or the sister of Martha at Bethany, or the one who washed Jesus' feet with her tears. There is speculation, but we do know for certain, at least I'm going on what is written in the Missal regarding Mary Magdalene, that she was the one out of whom Christ cast seven devils. And she ministered to him in Galilee, and was one of the few there with Mary and John at the foot of the cross. And then, as we heard in today's Gospel, she was there at the tomb. And she was the one who was graced with this privilege of being the first, according to Scripture, although tradition tells us that it was his mother to whom he first appeared, but that's not in the Scripture. However, as the Scripture records it, Mary is the first to whom Jesus appeared. And not only did he appear to her, but then he sent her to tell his apostles. And so she has this title as Apostle to the Apostles, a great grace and a unique distinction among all the saints. Careful reflection on what happens in the Gospel today reveals a secret of truth, a secret of holiness that we can all benefit from. And Saint Pope Gregory the Great, who we read in the second reading of the Office of Readings today from the Breviary, explains this secret. And I'm using that word not just as hyperbole to catch your attention, but it actually is the number one point on a list of 4 points that, as a novice, we were taught by the founder of our institute, Father Stefano Minelli. Those 4 points, I'll give them in reverse order to end with the number one point, which comes out in today's Gospel. So number 4 was spiritual direction. This is the key points for attaining sanctity as a religious, but I think it can be generalized for all Christian disciples. Spiritual direction. In third place, a good community of faith, a religious community or a parish, somewhere where there is serious pursuit of Christ and his holiness. Second, an iron will to pursue the path of Christian perfection. And the number one point that is so well demonstrated by St. Mary Magdalene is an ardent desire for holiness. Without this, no one achieves sanctity. We have to desire it. And that's what's so evident in St. Mary Magdalene, is her great desire for Christ. And Christ is the embodiment of holiness, the incarnation of God who is holy. So in her great love and desire to be united with Christ, to be with him at his side at all times, in his presence, we have a great example of this key, most important, fundamental spiritual requisite for attaining holiness, an ardent desire. Saint Pope Gregory writes, Pope Saint Gregory the Great writes, "At first she sought but did not find, but when she persevered, it happened that she found what she was looking for. When our desires are not satisfied, they grow stronger, and becoming stronger, they take hold of their object. Holy desires likewise grow with anticipation, and if they do not grow, they are not really desires. Anyone who succeeds in attaining the truth has burned with such a love. So, brothers and sisters, Mary Magdalene attained great holiness. She had desire, and when her desire wasn't immediately satisfied, she didn't give up, but she persevered. She was the only one who was still there at the tomb. Knowing that it was empty, she was still there seeking Christ and asking anyone who appeared to her, "Do you know where he is?" Turns out they were angels. And then, seeing Christ, thought he was the gardener and asked him, "Where is he?" If we don't have this kind of desire, then to dispose ourselves, like Mary Magdalene, to receive graces and then enter into this path of holiness, if we don't have that desire, we have to ask for it. Because as I said, no one achieves sanctity without the desire for it. And it doesn't come automatically, necessarily. It's a grace. But if we don't have it, we have to ask for it. And this is the great lesson that we learn from the example of Saint Mary Magdalene, whose beginning was less than lustrous. She was possessed by Satan, and Jesus saved her, cast out the demon from her, or the seven demons, and then she became his disciple and persevered in that pursuit, and then became this great saint. So let us ask through her intercession for an increase of desire for holiness and a perseverance until our prayer is answered, and we will then attain holiness. Praise be Jesus and Mary.